Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit. Hello.
Hello, Molly.
Happy podcast day.
Happy podcast day. Yay. It should be a national holiday.
I agree.
Is there a national podcast day?
No, I think there's just podcast festivals.
Oh, should we
participate? Every day is podcast day.
Every day is podcast day.
At least in my world it
is.
Yeah,
well, that's true. Well, we have enough to fill a month. So
that's true.
We have enough episodes to, yeah, so.
Well, that's
we hope
awesome.
Everyone enjoys podcast day.
Yay. Awesome.
So what's been going on?
Nothing. Nice to see the sun shining finally. Oh. And I feel like we're on like the warm weather's on the horizon. So
it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Shush.
I feel like Mother Nature's still going to, like, we're still bending over waiting for it.
They're
like,
fucking with us.
She's just going to write in the ass, lube life. Hashtag lube life.
Oh, yes. And from our last episode, if you haven't listened to that one, my new favorite thing, I guess, is the fist unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
And I have been using it.
Yeah.
And I love it. So whoever started fist unicorns, thank you.
I don't know if the Rage Yoga people came up with that. Or that,
or that
just,
chick that said that.
Yeah
whoever she was.
Throw
she
your fist the, unicorns up.
And, yes, which is flipping the bird. If you haven't listened to our other podcast.
But the bird of the word with the bird, bird, bird. I can't
believe. Awesome.
Yeah.
So that's what goes through your
head. That's a good time. Yeah. Every time somebody says bird, I automatically. And I don't know if that's just because of when, like, you and I used to work together and, like, Family Guy was big.
Oh, it was huge.
But there was that one episode where they just played it the whole time.
There is not a time where I hear the word bird
and
that doesn't go through my head.
Time. Yes. Yes, me too.
And I think probably most people in our generation do the same thing.
I know. Well, that and then every time somebody starts to spell something and they're like, A as in apple, I'm like, R. As in Robert Loggia.
Oh, totally Robert Loggia. I forgot about that.
As in, oh my God,
it's Robert Loggia.
B, as in Billy, look,
it's Robert Loggia. That's awesome. That's a good show.
I used to sign, like, you know, when you go to the gas station, they're like, would you like to donate $1 for kids? And I would always put Robert Loggia.
That's the best.
I don't know why.
He really gets around town.
He does.
Awesome.
He's a charitable man, that Robert Loggia.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was giving $1, so, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So, as I've, like, expressed in the past in a couple episodes, I have issues with sleep.
Oh, sure.
And, like, last night I had one of my insomnia nights where I'm up till, like, 3:30 in the morning and just can't sleep. My mind is racing. And for some reason, at one point when I'm just laying there all pissed off that I can't fall asleep, your aversion to finger smelling.
Oh, no. Fuck finger smell. There is no good reason to ever fucking smell your finger.
And then I started laughing at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, Angie. Don't smell your fingers
there
in front of Angie.
Never is there a good reason to smell your fucking finger. Like,
I get it. I totally get it. And I'm not, I mean, but I've done it. Like, I've smelt my fingers before after, like, I've done some, not like something like naughty or like weird.
What is naughty?
Well, like that douchey thing that dudes do. Like, oh, I fingered her and smell my finger.
No, don't put your finger.
But just like if you're, I don't know, okay, like if you pump gas at the gas station.
Why are you smelling your fingers?
To see if it smells like gas.
It does. You pump gas. There's fumes. It's inevitable. Has there been a time that you've smelled your fingers after pumping gas that you're like, whoa, it's gas free?
Maybe.
No.
Well, how would you know? You don't smell your fingers.
Because I know they probably smell like gas. If I stick my finger in a pile of shit, I don't need to pull it back out and be like, does it still smell like
Well,
shit?
I'm not going to do it if, I don't know why you're sticking your finger in a pile of shit, but I'm not going to do it
well,
with that.
You people change babies all the time.
You know what I do I do smell my fingers.
Oh, got it.
Like, after cutting onions and garlic and I've, like, washed my hands a bunch, like, I want to check to make sure that they no longer smell like onions and garlic.
Okay, but do you smell them like that SNL episode? I can't even do it. Like,
Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Where she, like, puts them, like, in the glove, like, the stiff hands? Or
and then
do you,
sticks
like,
them in her arm.
Or do you do the douchey, like, one finger under the nose
mustache
smell?
No, it's just a quick
smell.
Little
like,
sniff of the tip.
Sniff of the tip. Just sniffing the tip. Oh my, don't mind me. Just sniffing the tip.
So that's what was going on last night at my house.
Then did you smell your fingers?
No. This one's for you, Ange.
I don't even know why that ever came about that I had such a problem with that. Like, was somebody smelling them in our office? Like,
uh-huh. We worked with someone.
There was. And she would, she would do stuff and then smell her fingers. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with her? Like,
and I'm like, why would you even, but it was like, she would like do something so random and then smell her fingers.
Yeah.
Like
it, very awkward and weird.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, I just got this off the printer.
Yeah.
Big inhale.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah, that was very inappropriate. And that was weird and awkward for me as well. Not being someone that has aversion to smelling fingers.
No.
I thought that was weird,
and,
too.
No, and the best thing, though, is when you catch somebody, like, trying to kind of, like, they'll do something, and, like, they do this, and, like, they kind of touch their nose, and all of a sudden they're like, like, you can see them, like, waving it in front of their nose, and you can see them inhale, and then they stop and, like, go on to something else.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's the best.
If you're trying to, like, sneak a finger sniff, then maybe just wash your hands.
Sneak a finger sniff.
Then just go wash your hands.
Right?
Like, for me, it's more of, like I said, like, more with, like, when I've cut, like, really, like, sticky, smelly food. I just want to make sure that I'm not, like, continuing to smell like that. I don't know.
Oh my god! To me, that's still like just wash your hands and go about your business. Like, and if you feel like you still have a garlic smell somewhere,
sure,
then just wash your hands again.
What is it, like, that you're supposed to put on your hands after you cut garlic? There's something,
like,
I don't
lemon,
know.
Maybe,
yeah, maybe squeeze lemon,
juice
on it. There's something that you're supposed to, like, rub your fingers on to just to get rid of all that.
Newspapers?
No, maybe. Who's got newspapers?
What is this? 1920? The FDR with the polio, see? That's for Maggie, if you're listening. And Brittany. They always, they do this like FDR polio. It's just like, he's like, I'm FDR. I'm here to sell you newspapers. FDR.
Oh my god.
Come get your newspaper. I can't go so far. I got polio.
Oh my god.
The fucking ones that the two of them did, like, do this. It's hilarious.
All
it's
right.
Just. So yeah,
sounds like a good time drinking.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Every once in a while, I like Marco Polo them. I'm like, can somebody do the FDR for me? I've had a bad day.
Oh,
so if you ladies are listening,
friends.
Thanks for always giving me a laugh. Yeah, so
awesome.
And don't sniff your fingers.
Oh my gosh. Well,
yes.
What do you have this week for your topic?
Well, it's not finger sniffing good. But,
no.
No, so this is something that I'm actually excited, well, not excited because it's not available in the US yet, but
okay.
If I can find a way that when it becomes available in the US, it's something I kind of want to try just
you
for
know,
like shits
and
giggles.
You know, that's so funny because we were kind of talking before we hit record.
Yeah.
The topic that I have tonight is something that I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to do it. Yeah.
Hilarious.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Okay.
Yeah. So that's how we're going to connect tonight, I
guess. Okay.
But as you know, and as I think a lot of our listeners know, I am a very pale skin.
Yeah, ginger.
I'm a ginger.
Yeah, ginger.
I was born a ginger. I color it blonde now because I have the polio, see? And I'm a blonde broad on 1920s.
Blonde broad.
Play it again, Sam. I don't know. This podcast is going downhill real quick. Okay, let me get to my topic. Okay, so my topic.
Your
sorry,
topic.
I'm like
topic.
So ADD tonight.
Okay.
So anyway, so I'm very pale. I freckle a lot. Mm-hmm. And I have tried all of the, because who doesn't love to be tan, right?
Sure, sure.
We always talk about, like, tan fat is better looking fat, right? Like,
okay,
when you
sure.
tan, like, you just feel.
Well, I use, like, a tanning cream.
Yes.
Lotion year round.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't prefer to get pale, like,
Me?
Illinois Pale in the winter.
So, and I've tried the Skin Glow lotion sometimes, sure. And I feel like they smell, like they have a little bit of a smell to them chemically or something.
Sure,
like
yeah, those. Yeah. Or if you and start sweating yes, after, yeah, yes, they can get
then you
stinky.
Can kind of stinky and it smells. I've tried spray tan. And I was actually addicted to spray tan for a while back in the day, like, okay. Because it just made me tan and I was super excited, but then
could you
like,
still see your freckles through the tan?
Yeah, a little okay. bit you could, but you could tell that, I mean, I thought it looked real, but now looking back in photos, I'm like, okay, like I didn't have any friends during this period because nobody told me to stop that. And the problem, like, and I still see it on people on TV today, like, you know, it cuts off like right at their wrist because sure. it's too hard to get your hands. Yeah, spray tan, yeah. So like they have,
or you have orange palms.
Right. So they have like bright white hands and then their wrists are super dark. And I'm like, oh, fix your spray tan, girl.
Yeah,
like,
that looks weird.
Yeah, so I've tried it all. I've even just gone out and burnt the shit out of myself and hopefully it turns into a tan. And
not
it doesn't,
so much.
It just
yeah.
I peel that layer of skin and move on. So I actually heard about this on the radio today.
Oh, wow.
So I had other topics written out, researched, okay. and ready to go, and I heard about this and I'm like, sold.
Nice.
So there's a DJ on the radio that said there's actually a new tanning product out there.
Okay.
Called U-Tan. So the letter U and then T-A-N.
Do you stick it in your butt?
Almost.
Oh, no!
I'm just kidding. It's another hole, though. It's a tan gummy.
Oh, interesting.
A tanning gummy. So gummy, like you put it in your mouth.
Okay.
And you get tan from the inside out.
What?
You just...
It's, how?
Well, I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
It's the world's first edible tan supplement. Patent pending.
Okay. Maybe wait a few months.
No, it's been around for like a while. It okay. sounds like. So, not a while, but I mean like within the past 6 to 8 months probably.
Okay.
So it was developed by healthcare experts.
Okay.
Using tried and tested vegan ingredients.
Oh, nice.
So it's not like it's even bad for you.
Yeah, I could get down with that.
Yeah. So basically what it's doing is it's helping your skin absorb plant nutrients and it's helping to accelerate your journey to a healthy golden glow.
Interesting.
So it allows potent actives, which are kind of like these nutrients, these plant okay. nutrients that I'm going to talk about in a minute, to be held in the buccal cavity, which I had to,
So what? You are sticking it in your butt.
Yeah, okay, buccal, like, that buccal means anus. No, buccal means mouth, so.
Oh, okay.
Because then I was, like, Googling buccal cavity, and it was,
well,
like.
Well, boca is mouth in Spanish, so. Well,
look at us learning today. Olé.
I think so.
Olé. Sí. So the potent actives are to be held in your mouth for a considerable time, resulting in direct absorption through the membranes in the cheek walls.
Oh.
So that's, it like somehow absorbs.
I'm like envisioning like a circle of like tan, like starting in your cheek and just like spreading out.
The rest of
like when
body.
You drip like ink on paper, yes, it's like.
It doesn't work that quickly. But so the nutrients that are in there, they said it's a blend. And I was like, so is it just carrots? Like, right? You know,
right,
like people
right.
talk about like if you eat too many carrots, you kind of get orangey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that. Basically.
Okay,
yeah,
really?
It's a blend of beta carotene.
Okay.
Which, so any of your orange foods. So a blend of like carrots, sweet potatoes, cantaloupes, apricots, all of those orange foods contain beta carotene.
Right.
So it's a blend of beta carotenes, lycopenes, which are like grapefruits, tomatoes, mangoes, okay. like that little acidic piece. Luteins and zeaxanthins, which are like your green leafy foods. So like spinach and kale and
okay.
all that kind of stuff. And then it says it contains copper.
Oh.
Which I was like, well.
That's the color you're going for.
There you go. Like, we're going to drop some copper metal right up in there. No. But they said that's to maintain your normal skin pigmentation.
Okay.
And there's like vitamin E, antioxidants, vitamin C, all this other kinds of stuff that's supposed to help with like the collagen in your skin. And so basically what they're okay. saying is that it helps you get healthy skin. And it's, like I said, it's supposed to help tan you from the inside out.
Weird.
So, I know. So there's actually two different ways that these pills can work.
Okay.
The first one is you can start taking it like 2 weeks before you want to go outside and tan. Like if you know that you're going on vacation and that kind of thing. So it's kind of like your primer.
Right.
A lot of people do that. They go on vacation and they're like, oh, I'm going to get that heat, you know, big sun. So I'm going to tan before I tan, kind of thing. So you don't burn. But so they said that you can use it as a food supplement. If you're going to do this route, then you use it as a food supplement.
Okay.
And you take... So, like, say for breakfast, instead of eating breakfast, you're going to take your tan gummies.
Two birds right here. Right. All right.
So, not only are you losing weight, but now you're going to be fucking hot as hell because you're tan.
Okay.
So, you take it as a food supplement. You suck on it.
Okay.
And you suck 2 to 3 tan gummies per day.
Okay.
And you leave them in your mouth until they're dissolved.
Okay.
Or you chew them thoroughly before swallowing. So, because it's got to absorb in that cheek.
Right.
Is what they said. So, you take that 2 weeks prior to sun exposure. If you're not planning on actually going out and getting sun exposure, so somebody like myself.
So, like the, by taking it 2 weeks before, then it will enhance.
It enhances any tan that you're going to have. Okay. And so, like the reviews that I read about it, when people did that way, basically they said they thought that's the piece that actually worked the best. Was that, you know, I was taking them 2 weeks before, and then I went out and tanned, and, like, I got a really deep tan the first time I went.
Okay, I don't
know if it's, like, priming your skin or what it's doing. But then the second one was if you don't want to go out in the sun, then you take the tan gummies, not as a food supplement, but you just take them 3 times per day on their own.
Okay.
For 3 to 4 weeks. And then you'll have it says you're supposed to then have the desired color or glow.
Okay.
After 3 to 4 weeks. So for about a month, it's going to take for it to finally, like, start
work
coming
through your system. Yeah.
And then it says once you achieve the color that you want, you reduce your gummies down to 1 to 2 a day for maintenance.
Oh.
Instead of eating 3 a day.
That was going to be my next question. How long does it last? Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a nutrient. So it's like once it's done in your body, it's not like it's staying there. I mean, it's something you're going to constantly have to keep eating and maintaining or whatever. So they did say, though, they're like, well, this doesn't prevent, like, sunburn.
Of course. Yeah, you still need to put sunblock.
You still have to put sunscreen on and everything like that. And it said if you're pregnant or if you're a smoker.
Oh.
That you need to consult your primary care physician before doing anything.
I wonder if that has to do with the fact if you're a smoker because, like, you're sucking on it in your mouth and your cheeks and, like,
I don't know.
Like, because I'm that's affected, like, when you smoke, you know.
Oh,
like,
sure, with, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're probably, you know, because that, like, affects, like, your taste buds and things. So, like, I wonder if.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sucking on it. Oh, interesting.
I don't know. But I thought, I don't know, it had something to do with, like, all the vitamins or stuff that was in there, but. So it's actually, it's not super bougie. Right now it's only sold in the UK. I couldn't find, if they ship to the US.
There's a whole bunch of white ass people over
there. I know,
where
the UK just chewing on carrots, man. And so it was basically £18 or about $24 for a 1 month supply.
Okay.
Which those tanning lotions are like $20 or $20, but like $10 a bottle sometimes or $15 a bottle. So I didn't think that was too bad. All the reviews that I read, there was like 140 reviews so far about it. And it was right at like 3. Like it had a 3 out of 5. So it was it either super worked for people or it didn't work at all for people.
Oh.
And it did say the people like that it didn't really work for were you're super pale. Like I am porcelain white. You can see my blue veins.
Ooh.
Like all that kind of stuff. And I took them for a month and nothing happened. And that kind of thing. But a lot of people said that you could start to see a little bit of a color change. They got like a little, it was glow. And they said, if anything, but even the people that took them that did, they didn't see the color change in their skin said that they felt better because you're fucking
all that
you're
stuff in there.
Your body full of like kale
did you see
carrots.
Any pictures?
No.
Because I'm wondering what kind of tan it gets you. Because, you know, like, with a lot of... And I would
it
say...
It wasn't orange. Everybody
was
said
say,
it's not orange at all.
Okay.
It was brown. And, like, most of the people that said it worked were the ones that took them a couple days or, like, two couple weeks before they went tanning.
Sure.
And then they went out in the sun and they said I was instantly, like, dark tan. Like, I didn't have to go and, like, spend all this time in the sun and stay out there all day. Like, after a couple hours, they were dark.
Nice.
So, I don't know. Like, it didn't, but they all said, even the ones that, you know, they either didn't get color and the ones that said they did get color said it was a brown. It wasn't orange. Like, you didn't just turn orange like a fake carrot. Tan
or a lot of the lotions.
Oh, they tend to look kind of that, definitely fake.
Fake lotion.
Fake news.
Lotion tan. Oh, Jesus. So. that's interesting because I am definitely somebody that likes to be tan, but I am very fearful of sun exposure, you know, in the sense of, because that's what I like. I usually use a tanning lotion just because I don't want skin cancer, you know.
Absolutely, so, but I like to be tan. Yeah. I mean, it's run in my family. Skin cancer has, and so my freckles are out of control. Like, so you can't really see them that much.
You got
like,
a few more, you'll look tan just by your freckles.
I know, that's what I always joke. I'm like, if they would just run together to form one large freckle, then like I would be tan. So,
cool.
But yeah, so I thought that was kind of, and the pictures that you would see, so there wasn't even any, like, there's a couple of news articles that talked about it and said that they were wanting to try it.
Yeah.
But they hadn't, like, edited them to show, like, an update or anything like that. And then, of course, the pictures were just these gorgeous women that were just dark tan. And they're like, sure. I tried you tan gummies. And I'm like, sure you did, bitch. Like,
yeah. And I'm Hispanic, so I get tan, you know?
I'm like, put my ginger ass up there. Right, let me take them for a month and do a side-by-side. And we'll actually see if it works or not. So
oh, jeez.
I figure, like, well, I don't know if it would work or not. Probably just give me the shits and then I don't know.
You shit your tan out.
I shit my tan. My purple glitter shits.
Yeah, totally.
My tan gummies.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Well, I'm curious about that too. I think I'm on board with that. Like, I would definitely want to try that.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, I mean, so I.
More so, since because it's all natural, you know, and it doesn't seem like. Chemically,
there's not no chemicals. I think there's like riboflavin for probably flavor or something that. But it said it was gluten free, it was GMO free, it was vegan friendly, and
nice.
You know, so I mean, they're hitting all the right buttons you know, to kind of sell this thing or market it at least. So, and like the people said, they're like, even the ones that said it didn't work, they're like, I felt healthier, you know, I mean, because they're getting all these vitamins nutrients and everything in. So, but I mean, because honestly, I do. Like, I really, for a while there, and every once in a while, I still think about going back to get a spray tan because you just want to look a little darker. And
yeah.
But, that's just.
I've never had a spray tan.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
We almost have to take you just so you can experience
because I feel like I would be Ross Geller and I would not turn at the right time and I would get it all on the front.
Well, and the one that I was getting used to was actually, I've done the Ross Geller one. And it's hard because it just goes up and down and then you turn and it goes up and down again. Yeah. And so it's kind of like, and you stand in this position and it's like, did you really get everything?
Well, and then you look weird for like 2 days or something like that, right?
Well, and so this one, you put like a primer lotion on kind of a thing and it's supposed to, I don't know what the fuck it's supposed to do. But then you had like this lotion that you could put over, you're supposed to put it on your hands and then also like on your cuticles because that's where the tan gets in and then it looks like you've got dirty fingernails.
Oh,
you put all this lotion on there and then it's like you kind of stand in this weird, like this hand's down and this hand's up and you're kind of like spread eagle and all I remember is that my butt crack was always butt white.
Yeah.
Like, because it doesn't get your, like, I'm like, I don't really want to bend over and spray this in my ass. Like, I don't need a tan asshole, you know? Like, but I always remember I'd get out of the shower and it's like, you know, you're just kind of drying off and checking out and I'd have this like a little white strip like in my butt cheek.
No thanks.
So, yeah. So, I mean, and that was pretty expensive. I think for two, it was like $45.
Okay.
And it lasts maybe a week, if that.
Yeah, if that.
So it's So, I don't know.
Yeah,
$24, get some tan gummies and see what happens.
Do it.
So, yeah.
Do you think that you could order it from the UK and have it shipped?
I think I tried it. Said there was comments that said, like, when are you going to start shipping to the U.S.?
Oh,
so I think it's only local areas right now. But I'm surprised we haven't, like, I mean, this is America. Like, we love fucking sun and guns and... Sun's out, guns out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why not fucking tan gummy that shit up? Like,
right? Bring it on.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, let me know if you've, and our listeners as well, like, if you ever hear that it comes to the U.S.
I want to try
it. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I just to see the effect. I would like to see what would happen, like, with my skin, like, what color it would turn.
You're going
to
open the door one day and be like, where did you get that brown glow? Tan gummy.
And why do I look like an Oompa Loompa?
Yeah. You tan. Sold in the UK. So, yeah. So, awesome. That's what I want to try. What do you want to try?
Okay. So, this is a topic that is right up my alley. And I think you will love it as well. So, I haven't talked about it before in other episodes, but I am a true crime lover.
Oh, yes.
I love watching true crime documentaries.
Yes.
I love true crime podcasts. Yes. My phone is loaded up with true crime.
Yes. And you are going to solve the next serial killer.
Well.
Oh.
There is an actual monthly subscription called Hunt a Killer.
Yes! This is one of my topics!
Oh, really?
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah. I have like a list in my phone of certain things and I saw an ad for that. I'm like, that sounds fucking cool. Oh, I'm super excited.
Yeah, so it's called Hunt a Killer.
Yes.
And it's $25 a month. It's a monthly subscription.
Oh, that's not bad. And I was thinking it was like $60 or something like that.
No, it's that's why I'm like, I'm gonna do this.
Fucking because you can't even go out to dinner for a D night for $25.
Right?
I don't even know if you can do McDonald's for $25.
And after like we were discussing this and like I was talking to my husband about it, and he is an RPG player. He really likes to play role playing games.
Okay. I was like, I know D&D, but what's RPG role playing games?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I call it nerd games, I call it. But this is something that I think like him and I could do together
because
it's like the genre that I love and it's like the mystery or like the hands-on
the nerd shit that he loves.
Exactly. So,
He can dress up and roll his dice.
So what I didn't realize with this thing, because I've heard of it before, it's been like advertised on a lot of the podcasts that I listen to. And so what it's a fictional like series, I guess.
Sure.
Or season.
Fictional. I'm using air quotes.
Right, right. But it's a season that unfolds.
You just stab your girlfriend and drive down the highway in your white Bronco.
Here's how to get away with it.
Yeah. What do you do?
Right.
Fictional.
But there's seasons. So each season.
Okay.
Is one like murder that you try to solve.
Okay.
It unfolds over 6 months. So, like, pretty much you're spending $150 on this, like, fun thing.
Yeah, okay.
And they described it. This is their description I'm going to read.
Okay.
It's a real-world escape room.
Real life.
Yeah.
Fiction.
Yeah. But it's a real-world escape room. Solve its riddles, piece together clues, uncover the mystery. Only you can solve this murder.
Oh.
So they take on, dun, dun. The company takes on,
dun, 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 dun.
that was a Law and Order reference for those
guys. Mariska Hargitay.
Elliot Stabler.
Oh my God.
He can stabilize my Elliot Mariska. Any
day. Sorry. So they take, each day, they only sign up 200 members. For like, so it's not 200 members per season, just each day they only take 200 members.
Okay.
Okay. And what they do is each month they will ship you a box of clues.
Okay. So, is that because they don't want it to like,
I think probably just so they can maybe like, keep up and like stay within like the, within each episode
per
month.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
And so, yeah, there's like one episode per month. I'm going to say episode just because that's what it kind of felt like to me, you know, that it was just like
each story month. Line
yeah,
or
each,
something
each,
like that.
It's like, it's a 6-episode season.
Reveal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So each, so the box of clues, now it comes with like the one that I saw, like, so this season, it is, it's a fictional town called Chestnut Falls in Illinois.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hometown.
Yeah. So it's like the murder happens in Illinois.
Fictional
and with like,
story, my ass.
Right? It's like, I know that guy from high school.
Uh-huh. Is this the Hendrix case?
Yeah,
is this the Hendrix murders?
Right,
Chestnut Falls?
Right.
Is there an axe involved?
Right. Yeah, we have a local murder here.
Yeah, look it up.
Town.
Hendrix.
Yeah.
The Hendrix murders.
Apparently it happened down the street from where I currently live.
There's
but
a whole
let's
book
not.
About it.
Uh-huh. He's out of jail, too.
Shut up.
Yeah. He lives outside of town. I'm not lying.
Fictional my ass.
So basically.
Oh, my
and
God.
Like,
I'm locking my doors tonight.
Right? Well, lock your doors anyways. Come on. You need to
but
listen
I mean,
to
like, I'm locking my bedroom doors.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You have to get that axe out of me.
So, okay, so basically the first, like, so the first box that you get, it comes with, like, this one that's coming, it comes with, like, a yearbook. It comes with, like a wrapper that was found at the scene of the crime. Oh. Like a candy wrapper.
Do you get a DNA test? Is there a kit?
No, they don't have that, but
Are they partnered with 23andMe? We're missing out.
I'm afraid to do that. Like, what if somebody, like...
Put you in their murder mystery story, their fictional story, and it turns out that you murdered somebody, right?
You also get like a police report, a map, newspaper clips, and things like that. Okay. And then you get like clues, and then, you know, so you get that. They also have a Facebook group where you can connect to other people that are playing at the same time as you. And so you guys can like discuss things and, you know, go over all that stuff. Then, let's see, they said that they're written by true crime writers and curators.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So this, I don't know, it sounds super interesting. This is something that I think I would really want to do.
Like, so is it only for two people? Like, is it for you and a significant, or can you have, like...
You can do it by yourself.
Like, the murder mystery party or whatever that
you can do it by yourself. You can do it with a group of friends. Whatever. Like, it really... And, like, each month they send you a box that has, like, more clues and more things. And, like, it had, like, a big description that I didn't write down in my notes. I didn't want to reveal what the season's about.
Yeah, sure. You know?
It looked really interesting. And, like, this was the first topic that... For me, that I've done where I'm just like, okay, well, I'm going to do this.
$25 is totally doable. It's not super bougie. Whereas, like, I feel like the bougie people would be like, let's go kill someone and see if we can figure out who did it. Jeffrey, can you murder one of our friends and then throw a party?
Well, I've been to a murder mystery party before.
I was just going to ask you if you had. I never have, and I've always thought about doing it.
It was really fun.
I feel like I would crack up the whole time and be like, nerds.
Well, there were certain things. And like, I got like a feeling from a lot of people that were there at the murder mystery party. Like, everybody was kind of nervous, you know?
Okay. Because, I was going to say like that it wasn't their first one.
No. Well, then there were people that were there that had done it before that were like full on, like, dressed in character, like, kind of, like, amazing. Like, wow. Yeah. Like, okay, you're, like, and, like, played the part.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, the part
They were, like, the understudy in high school for the big drama play.
I got this.
Yeah, this is their time
to shine. This is my costume. Yeah. You know? Like, and for me, like, I got the part, I was, like, the governor's wife or something like that. So my part wasn't very big, which I was fine with.
Right.
Because I was really nervous about doing it. Again, my husband that plays RPG games, like... Yeah. I was nervous to go with him because I'm going to be like, I don't want to, like, seem dumb.
Disappoint him in the RPG world.
I got, you know, like, that's his world, so whatever.
Well, then if you're really good at it, do you have to take it to the bedroom? Like, #lubelife. It always comes back to lube.
Totally. He's like, hello, governess.
I like the way that you play that.
But it was like, it was really, really fun. I had a really good time, you know, and I did not solve the murder, like, when we went. I thought I had it figured out, but it was somebody totally different.
Oh, thank God. And, like, on our police.
Well, and the thing about that one was that you didn't know, the murderer didn't even know they were the murderer until they got there.
Like, right. Well, so that's what I've heard. Yeah, a lot of times, like, you go and you get your card and you're like, you read it and you're like, well, that's where I would be afraid, like, if I was the murderer.
Like, oh, it was me, guys.
I know. I'd be the first one to be like, it's so not me. Like, first off, like if you start mingling, be like, who do you think killed him? Because I didn't do it. Like, I would be so...
Wank, wank.
Like, my poker face would be so the other way. I'd be like, no, seriously, I didn't do it because I was like...
Right.
Not there.
Right. So, I mean, that was fun, like, to go to, like, a party. But, like, this thing, like, I think it's cool because, like, you can look forward to the next month, like, when the box comes.
And,
like, it gives you time to, like, think about it. And, like, you get to, like, the fact that there's, like, physical police reports in front of you. And they looked authentic.
Fictional.
Yeah. But they looked super authentic.
Sure.
And so in my research for doing this, I did find that there are lots of... like, police departments out there, like, real-life police departments, that have sites that you can go to if you want to try and help them with cold cases.
Really?
Florida has a really big one. There's a lot of murders in Florida. Don't move to Florida. But, so, like, Florida has a really big one, and they're totally all about, like, the public going and, like, helping them, like, solve, like, cold cases and things like that.
Really?
Uh-huh. And also, like, if you start looking this stuff up, you can get, like, forensic cases. Like, yeah. Like, forensic.
Well, a lot of that stuff's public knowledge, and, I mean, there's the Freedom of Information Act. So if there's anything that's government-owned, you can, you know.
No, no, no. But you can also, like, get, like, forensic kits. Like,
they'll send it to you?
Like, no. Like, just online, you can go and buy, like, a forensic kit, like, to...
So you can finger dust your own...
Yeah, apparently. Footprints. I don't know. But, I don't know. Like, if you live near where the cold case happened or something like that,
you could go... What the fuck are you gonna go do?
I don't know! Solve a murder!
Walk into a bar and, like, swab somebody's cheek and be like, he did it! Like,
no, you sneak their glass at the drinking from, and you take it.
Okay. Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have a hairbrush in your purse?
I'm feeling kind of ratty.
I need to steal a hair out of it. Prove you didn't murder someone in 1984.
The fuck? Well, but this is, I think, it gives you, the hunted killer gives you, you know, that would probably, like, get that itch, you know, that I have about maybe, like, diving into that stuff and, like, solving.
Oh, I don't think that would, like, scratch your itch. I think that would, like, open up the wound that is, like.
Now I gotta solve a real one.
Yeah, yes, because you would be like, I'm so good at this. I did it. I'm gonna go solve a real murder. And then you're gonna be up all night on the Florida website trying to, yeah. You're gonna be like, honey, can we go to Florida on our next vacation?
I think
there's a body in the swamp. I don't know what happened, but I'm gonna figure it out.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's my thing for this week. I'm, like, super stoked about it. I'm gonna get it this month, and I will let you know how it's going in our, like, banter or whatever.
Yeah,
I'll
let you know absolutely. How it goes. I'd be excited to see what your husband has to say about it, because he is so much into the role playing. If he's like,
right.
It's a, you know, if it's not enough for him. Right.
Or if it's, like, dumb. But all the reviews and everything that they had, like, said, like, you know, it's addicting. And, like, I couldn't wait for the next one. And I've done, like, this many seasons and things like that. Like, they just kept going. And I think for me, it's just, like, something to do, you know, if you don't want to, like, go out on a Saturday night or whatever, like, let's get the shit out and see what we can solve.
Yeah. Well, and I would be totally cool. Like, I know I've had a couple of friends that have done the murder mystery parties at their own house and invited friends over. And it's kind of like, you can dress the part. Yep. You can. And I've always wanted to do something like that. But then again, I always feel like I would get, not drunk, but I would have a few cocktails and be like, it's stupid. Can we watch TV now? Like,
guys, I'm done. I did it. It's me. And they're like, no, Angie, you didn't.
Or what if you're the murdered person? Like, right. You just lay there all night. Like, I mean, I don't know. I think it would be fun, and it's something I would like to try, but.
It was fun to do. I liked it. I would do it again. Let me put it that way. I would do it again, and I would feel that I was more prepared. The very first time was very nerve-wracking, and I didn't know what to expect, and, like, I didn't know how to act. Because I kind of just, like, stood there. I'm like, I don't know. Do I ask people these questions? Like, do I do it? Like, and people that had done it before were, like, paying people off on the side to get information.
Jesus.
And, like, they knew how to, like, work it, you know, and, like, kind of, like, figure that out. And I was like, oh.
Dun-dun.
Mariska.
Oh my god. That's hilarious. Please let me know. I'd be interested to see how that goes. And like I said, maybe you'll just open the door one day and I'll just be deliciously tan and
nice.
You'll be like, have you been eating those gummies? Yay.
Hand them over.
Yes. So
I would totally do that too. Yeah, if those ever come around, I would definitely do that.
If it had a bunch of chemicals and shit in it, I'd be like, no, thank you. But it seems decent enough. Right. I mean, I don't know.
Right. Well, and then start having to put, like, tanning lotion on.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I do, like, tanning lotion in the morning, and I do regular lotion at night. Like,
oh, my God. Are you just the smoothest person ever?
It's like a baby's butt.
Fuck. Oh, all right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in this week and joining us for some actual doable things that can be found.
Not so crazy bougie, but so it's a thing.
Maybe you guys can let us know what's, you know, if you've tried it or if you're interested in trying it with us, let us know. So, as always, to everybody that's listening, please don't hesitate to go out onto our Instagram page @_ so that's a thing podcast. We put up weekly different things. We put up little things that don't quite make a full episode that are fun. And then at the end of the month, we go back and we actually have another podcast that goes back and talks to those. So
right. So in
March is a couple weeks.
Yeah,
in a couple
2 weeks,
we'll have our March episode. And I'm excited. We got some good shit. Yeah,
I know. For sure.
I keep wanting to talk about it. I'm like, no, we have to wait. I have to wait. I have a podcast coming. I have to wait.
For our monthly
we'll talk about
check-up.
It then. So, and then always rate and review us if you guys get a chance.
Please
we
do.
We would appreciate it very much. So,
all right.
Yeah. So,
sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you, Molly, for bringing some good information today.
Thanks,
and thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.